Welcome to Reel to Reel with Michelle and Peter. Welcome to Reel with Michelle and Peter. I'm Michelle.
I'm Peter.
And today we just kind of want to catch up, apologize for our lack of episode last week. It was my birthday. I had family over, so it kind of took over the entire day, and it was a lot of fun.
Way to be unprofessional.
I couldn't help myself. The birthday only comes once a year.
Math checks out.
And actually, it could only be on that day because our younger son lives about, what, 2.5 hours away from us?
Give or take.
And it was the only day he could actually come into town with his girlfriend to celebrate because my birthday was actually last Tuesday.
Wait, so it wasn't even your birthday?
It wasn't even my birthday.
Shame.
But in all fairness, I cooked. I cooked mad food for mad people.
Yeah, does anybody else throw gatherings and then take the number of people coming and then multiply it by like 40?
That's not true.
I mean, it wasn't a statement. It was a question. I'm just curious if anybody else does that.
Look, I'm Italian. I feed people. That's what I do.
Yeah.
You're happy, you feed them. They're sad, you feed them. It's just one of those things. We feed them.
Oh, my God. But.
But.
So.
We are actually almost reaching Peter's birthday, which is upon us, too.
It's true.
And right before that, my sister has a birthday, and my mom has a birthday, and my sister-in-law has a birthday just about a week after you. So we've got a lot. We've got a lot going on, but we are going to try to be much more diligent about keeping up with you all.
That's true.
This past weekend, we actually went to the movies.
We did.
What did we go see?
We saw Jurassic World Dominion.
Yes, we did.
Which I want to throw a 3 in there somewhere, but it's not Jurassic Park 3. And it's not really, is it Jurassic World 3? It's not Jurassic Park World 3 Dominion. It was just Jurassic World Dominion.
But on the ticket stub, it said Jurassic World 3.
Bastards.
It was a lot less icons than the word, so that's what they did with that.
I mean, we are going to, but if you're listening to this, we've already said there's going to be some spoilers in it, so we're going to talk a little bit about Jurassic World Dominion. Do you want to go into that, or was there anything else?
We can go into that a little bit.
Let's go into that while we're talking about it.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it. And here's what's frustrating. All I heard was terrible, terrible things about it. And it was like, yeah, it was pretty much trash. And I'll just wait. You should just wait till it hits HBO or whatever. And I liked it. I thought the cinematography was awesome. I thought it was really well shot.
Visually, it was a great movie.
You know, I did have some,
well, yeah,
some plot issues, some performance issues.
Some unnecessary nods to past movies and such. I mean, but no, I mean, overall.
Are you talking about a certain character loosening one button?
Well, I could be talking about that. No, I mean, it was a lot of fun. I mean, if you like dinosaurs, you're going to want to see this movie.
It's funny. There was one scene where, you know, your typical Jurassic Park, and they're showing the dinosaurs like from the first one from, what did we say, 93?
Was it
94? Early 90s.
Early 90s.
And, you know, almost 30 plus years later, we know that dinosaurs didn't really look like Jurassic Park made them out to be. They're more brightly colored and feathery. And then I'm watching it, and I'm like, you know, they're keeping it in touch with, you know, the franchise, and they can't really do much. And then at the end, they actually showed a different dinosaur that was what we would think of when we see it today, which had the feathers and had that, like, almost giant ostrich kind of stance and whatnot. And I thought that was cool that they did evolve them for the times.
I mean, honestly, with all of the movies from the first three and the second three, I am a sucker for dinosaurs on a big screen. It's like I'm in awe of them. Like, I mean, no matter how accurate or not they are depicted.
Is Godzilla a dinosaur?
No, I don't know. Is he?
I can hear that. That's what I'm asking.
I mean, yeah, I guess, but not? I don't really know.
You look...
puzzled. It's a conundrum. I do not know.
I feel. I almost feel bad I did that to you, but it's kind of funny.
You should. I mean, I never looked at Godzilla as being a dinosaur movie. Like, a Godzilla movie is a Godzilla movie.
But what is Godzilla?
I don't know. It's like, what is Goofy?
I also would have expected King of the Lizards. Goofy's a dog, which is why it's so screwed up that he has a dog named Pluto.
That's Mickey's dog.
I thought Pluto was Goofy's dog.
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. And Mickey was always kind of mean to Pluto. So, like, what's up with that?
And Mickey's a mouse. Why does a mouse have a pet dog?
I don't know. And why is he bigger than the dog?
And what's with the gloves? What is he hiding?
He doesn't want his fingerprints on anything.
Oh,
oh, he's sketchy. Damn that mouse.
Disney will never sponsor us.
No. I mean, it could because, I mean, we've got love for things like Marvel and such, so.
Speaking of Marvel, love the character. Forget the actress's name. Didn't like the fake Valkyrie character. I don't think we talked about it.
No.
The pilot. Pilot, who's an adult, has made a living smuggling stuff, all of a sudden, like, turns a corner and just happens to be in the right place at the right time, and then just so happens to save the day multiple times. And it was like, there's a plot device, and then there's just hand of God in this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
For Jurassic World 3.
Oh, you... You said speaking of MCU or Marvel.
Yeah, because essentially she was Valkyrie.
I liked her.
Think about it. You've got this badass heroine, kind of sketch, has a plane, is doing evil stuff, teams up with the good guys to take down the bad guys.
Yeah.
It's Valkyrie.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
Well, I mean, I don't believe her name was Valkyrie.
So. It absolutely wasn't, but it might as well have been.
Okay. I don't agree with it. I mean, you could be right, but that's your opinion. We don't always agree on movies or TV shows.
We don't. And you know what?
What?
Who's at a disadvantage for that? Because you had to learn the hard way. Let's segue.
Well, I mean, I think we both are when we don't give something new a try. And it's not even that it was something new. It's just I never watched it. So
despite me saying, yo, you should watch this. Let's clue in the audience. What are we talking about, Michelle?
We're talking about Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul that is in its final season break. Sixth and final season break. Because apparently there wasn't supposed to be a mid-season break. But COVID put them behind schedule. So if they didn't take the break, they would have not been able to hit their timeline. New episodes start July 11th for the final six episodes of the series. And Michelle finally started watching it after a ton of prompting, begging, pleading. I might have cried twice. Don't judge me. It was important to me. Three seasons in, Michelle, what do you think?
Yeah, I just finished the third season and just such good storytelling. Like, great character. Like, the character developed that you're watching that you don't even realize that you're watching as it happens. Like, just so well done. So I'm not disappointed. And I can't even be mad that I didn't watch it all the times you were trying to persuade me to, because if I wasn't in the right mindset for it, I could have watched a couple episodes like, no, this is awful. This is boring. This is whatever. I can't do it. So it happened when it was supposed to happen. And I am enjoying it.
Ugh. You had me until that part. You know what's interesting? Because I remember going back, and other people have said that like they just couldn't get into it because it's kind of slow. It is and it isn't. Like, there's so much going on. Even like when you're in a slowish scene, A, you're 100% right with that buildup. Like, they don't waste anything. They don't rush into anything either. Because it's all leading towards these big oh shit moments. Like, I had you at least twice. I'm like, hey, if you watch this without me, let me know when you get to the part. And you're like, which part? I'm like, you'll know. Just you'll oh shit. And it's just.
And I did at the one.
The two.
Well, I mean, out loud.
Yeah.
Out loud. Yeah.
And you have so much more to go, because now in the fourth season is when it really starts to rev up, because now the foundation's been laid. Mm-hmm. And it's so good. Like, the performances are amazing. Storytelling's great. I'm so glad you're finally watching it. It's frustrating, though, because I know what's to come. And I'm amped for you to watch it, but I wish you'd already watch it so we could talk about it, because now that I'm thinking about it, it's like I can't even share it with you yet because you're so far behind.
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
And I mean, honestly, like, not jumping into it, I think a lot had to do with, like, Breaking Bad, because it wasn't the same show. I mean, and the couple episodes I did watch, like, prior to me actually really watching, it was a different tone. It was a different speed. Obviously, for the most part, different characters. So, I mean, it wasn't... I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't when I started it.
But there's a decent amount of overlap, especially as it goes on.
Yeah, definitely.
For those that can, backstories for other characters that...
Mm-hmm. And some people will probably never see again, if I think about it.
So. But I'm very glad you started watching it. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Is it better than the last show you binged watched?
Yes, it is.
And remind our friends here, what was the show that you just completed binge watching?
Okay. I just finished watching, for the first time ever, because I wasn't in the crowd that watched it when it was Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls.
Including the... 4-part limited series that was like however many years later. Like, I rushed through it, but not my favorite show, and it's probably not a show I will revisit in my boredom.
Would you recommend Gilmore Girls to people?
You know what? I think a lot of people did and would like it, and I'm just not one of them.
Why didn't it work for you?
I didn't love the characters of Lorelai or Rory. I mean, my interest, the characters that I liked, honestly came from the other characters in the show that weren't the main characters, so we didn't necessarily see them as frequently.
Do you think it would have been different if you watched it 20 years ago when it came out?
Don't think so, because I didn't like the dynamic of Lorelai and Rory. I mean, I don't know. 20 years ago, maybe I would have, but I don't think so, because it's like them, those characters, I didn't enjoy. Like, if I knew them, I don't think I would be friends with them. It's that simple, because they're just like kind of awful, annoying, and entitled, and like just bratty. So
that's fair. The ones, because I'd seen episodes before. Like, way back in the day, and then rewatching some of the episodes with you, I kind of remembered some storylines. It definitely hit different now, but I was like a kid when it came out. I was a old kid or young adult, somewhere in there. I was a teenager.
And I mean, there were a lot of like cringy moments, and to watch it now, never seeing it, so dated with some of the references they make as far as like music and movies. And I'm like, what? I'm like, you like, just no. So, yeah, no. I mean, I watched it because Owen, our son, and his girlfriend started watching it. And it's like, oh, it's really cute. Watch it. Watch it with us, like apart, but with us so we can talk about it. And they were probably a good 7 or 8 episodes into it. And I'm like, ugh, okay. And then.
Meanwhile, I've got a backlog of shows that I'm like, Michelle, you totally should watch these because they're amazing, and you went with Gilmore Girls, but that's fine.
I did it for the kid.
But they were 8 episodes ahead.
Yeah. And then I finished, and they're creeping up on the 7th season now. So
is that the revival, or is that the last of the original?
That's the last of the original.
Oh, they have so much more to go.
Well, it's going to be 22 episodes in the 7th season, and then the 4-part limited series, and each one of those were between like an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes. It was a lot of Gilmore Girls. I'll just say that. I mean, going to work and working outside in the garden and recording with you, like, they were definitely nice, breaks in between what was going on with that, because like some moments it was just like mushy and numb. I'm like, I can't believe I'm still watching this. It's like, I can't stand this character. Why am I still watching this? Like, and because I hadn't seen it, there's not like, oh, this is so terrible, let me fast forward through this scene. Because what if there was something that was like connected to something else later?
Sure.
Because I was hopeful for a lot of development of things. Like, I kept watching it, hoping it would just get better. Like, that the characters would get better. And
I feel like we've done that with movies and other shows where it's like, all right, it's got to get better. Oh, we went against the grain. We did that with Ozark. I don't think we finished the first season.
We finished the first season.
Did we finish that final episode?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we stopped right before.
No, I think we actually started the first episode of the second season.
Because we were, I don't know, by episode 4 or 5, it was like, all right, it's got to get better. It's way too highly regarded.
Mm-hmm.
It's...
Again, not for everybody. Like, I mean, we don't all have the same taste. I mean, and I love Jason Bateman, so I hated that, like, I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, but that's not your typical Jason Bateman.
No.
You like identity theft Jason Bateman.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, I did.
I don't know. I don't know. You and I typically don't do well watching at the same time, like, that kind of... Like, I feel like had we watched Better Call Saul together in the beginning...
Mm-hmm.
I would have been way more into it than you would have been to start.
Yeah, sure. I agree.
But then you did Breaking Bad way before I did.
Oh, and I loved Breaking Bad.
I was super anti-Breaking Bad, like, and then...
Exactly. Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, Bryan Cranston was amazing. I mean, just, I loved his character. The highs, the lows, the goods, the bad. Like, just watching him shift from this meek, oh my goodness, what am I going to do, to like...
I am Heisenberg.
Right? I mean, it was great.
Well, that's the cool thing about Better Call Saul. Like,
mm-hmm.
The performances by the actors are just so good.
Yeah.
Who's the...
Michael McKean.
Michael McKean.
Who plays Chuck, Charles.
Charles Lindbergh McGill.
Yeah.
Just holy shit.
Who was Lenny on Laverne and Shirley?
I remember him from Lenny. I remember him as Lenny. Like, to go from Lenny to Chuck, and I'm sure he's done other stuff. Like, just, he played that character so well.
Yeah.
Bob Odenkirk.
It's a very intense character.
He played Saul so well. It just the subtlety, but like, without any diminishing performances when it comes to the emotion conveyed. Like, it's
mm-mm.
It's
yeah
deep for a funny crime show.
But I don't think it's that funny. Like, I mean, it's definitely more dramatic than it is comical. I mean, there's moments, and that is the Jimmy/Saul character.
You've got some stuff coming up.
Okay. Okay, so the first 3 seasons were not that comedy filled. I'll say that then.
Funny parts, though.
Well, I mean, anything has a funny part, whether it means to or not, just because it strikes you a certain way. Some things are obviously funny and intended to be, and other things just go, oh my.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of dramas might have a joke or two total,
mm-hmm.
Where it's not, there's beats per episode.
Yeah.
But now with Better Call Saul, would you recommend that to people?
Yeah. And actually, you know what? If they haven't seen either, I would almost tell them to start with Better Call Saul and then move into Breaking Bad.
Yeah. I mean, Better Call Saul is the prequel.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing the other characters that show up in that timeline before Breaking Bad,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it does much for the Breaking Bad story. It was more of a, not fan service, but it was more fun for fans
yeah.
of the previous show. But... Yeah, I mean, it is a prequel.
I mean, it's just because I feel just...
I don't know if you'd have the same appreciation, though.
But the pacing and the tone of Better Call Saul is not as obviously immediate and impactful as Breaking Bad. So, I mean, I think that Breaking Bad is almost more fast-paced, and it's going from fast pace to like a slower pace, like back to back? Because at this point, if you're watching one, you want to watch the other, you're going to kind of binge.
Well, you know, I was going to say, maybe it's because there wasn't as much blend, because you've got mild-mannered doofus Jimmy McGill, a.k.a. Saul Goodman, as he, you know, de-evolves into the character that we know from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
So you have to have that, like, pre-life life. But in Breaking Bad, you had Walt, who kind of did the same thing. He was this, you know, kind of quiet chemistry teacher. Now he's got cancer. And now he's got to, you know, run the meth world in American Southwest.
I have a piece of your paper.
Yeah. Do you need a pen, too?
No, I just want to catch my...
My
water. I'm having this...
I'm telling somebody.
No, it's not even like that. I'm just having this Final Destination moment. I don't want to get electrocuted by our equipment. But it is very hot up here today. So
if you get electrocuted, who's going to... I guess it would just be the reel-to-reel with Peter.
I don't know if you'd do it. I don't know if you'd remember.
Oh, I'd have to interview for a new host.
It'd be Jordan.
I don't know. Jordan would definitely want to, like...
step up.
Horror movies.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Speaking of horror...
Speaking of horror...
I don't know if we've mentioned it, but...
We haven't.
For my birthday, my fabulous husband Peter got us tickets to go to Monster Mania coming up later in the year, and I am super excited about that.
I was just gonna ask if you're excited. Why are you excited about it?
Well, I mean, you know, I've never been to a convention, and going to a horror convention on top of it, like, holy cow, like, all of my dreams can come true right there, because how much fun is that gonna be? You know, we get to meet some of these celebrities, get autographs from them, maybe even pitch the show to some of them, see if we can get them on with us, which I think would be really amazing. And I mean, we haven't gone anywhere since pre-COVID.
Dun, dun, dun.
I can't even, like, where was the, was Taylor Swift the last thing we did? Her Reputation tour? Was that really it?
Was that 18?
You tell me. It's right there.
Sure enough was. July 26th, 27th, and 28th.
We went on the 27th.
Sounds about right.
Because it was the Saturday show. And then before that, we went to, it was the year before that, I think.
Went to the Secret Stash.
Went to the Secret Stash, and we went to see Shooting Clerks, the premiere of it, and Kevin's, the biopic that those kids did from across the pond. Yeah.
I love how excited you are about this. I'm excited too, but you're sensitive excited about it. I made one little joke, and you did not find it funny.
Which part? The standing in lines?
Yeah, that we're gonna, you know, go on a trip to go stand in lines for hours and hours and hours.
That wasn't funny.
I mean, it's true.
You don't give somebody a gift like that and complain about it. Nope.
It wasn't a complaint. It was an observation. It was a curiosity. I don't know. We might not stand in line. They might be like, oh my God, it's you guys. Come right to the front. Oh,
they're so not doing that.
I mean,
the only thing is, early worm gets the bird, so we have to be there early for what we're doing. We have to suck it up. No sleeping in. Go to bed early. No sleeping in. Bottom line.
Worst vacation ever.
Whatever.
But it should be good. Should be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just glad we're doing it in this semi-post COVID world, so we have to, like, stand there with masks and whatnot, because that would be stifling.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm not going to.
Are you
going to
wear a mask?
I don't know. I mean, that's a lot of people. It's not like running into the drugstore and grabbing something quick. I mean, that's, like, people from everywhere. People flying to get there. People driving to get there. I don't know. I mean, obviously, I'm going to be readied with my mask, and it is what it is. And I mean, like, you know, even like the photo ops with the celebrities that you can pay for and get. I don't want that, because the pictures I've seen, they're unmasked. And they're doing this with every Tom, Dick, and Harry that pays for it. So I really don't want the arm around smiley, oh my God, it's you, with unmasked whoever. Like, I just experienced COVID. I don't want it again.
You know what I'll tell you? I'm disappointed with people because we're in this like other side of it. Mm-hmm. Lines used to be awesome. Mm-hmm. Like you could stretch your arms out and it was great.
And now people are encroaching on you again.
If I can feel your breath on the back of my neck, I just want to elbow spin so badly.
Throat punch people.
Like,
pew pew.
Get off of me.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, I wish places didn't like take the stickers on the floor off kind of thing.
Right?
Like, I wish they were still there. I have some in a box. Like, I just want to bring them with me everywhere I go and put one in front of me and behind me and move them.
Why do you have those stickers?
Oh, because I found them and I was just like, this is so amazing. It was like this whole kit.
Dude, those were expensive at the
I got mine start. For like a dollar at that Freedom Liquidation place when it was open.
Oh my God, when we were selling them to people, you couldn't get them, yeah. And they were super expensive. That's crazy and hilarious. We should totally bring them. We should bring cones. We get there super early and we put up cones.
We could wear cones.
That's the other question I've asked you, and you keep saying no.
What? Cosplay?
Yeah.
We're going to be cones?
That was your idea.
Well, I mean, just to think about it. As it comes down, you've got that square. So you make it big enough to go around us, and then there's at least that square around us. The people can't walk in. Heck yeah.
You have an idea here.
I always have an idea. Doesn't mean I can execute it.
You better than I can.
Well, sure. I'm crafty.
Well, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. Not so much the cone, but that we're going.
It's really exciting. And obviously, when we get back from said trip later in the year, we will be discussing all of the fun stuff that goes along with it because... I mean, I don't know. Maybe we can even do a little bloop, bloop from there, like from our phone and drop it just because.
I mean, it'll be a weekend.
It will be a weekend.
What else we got going on?
Well, I do know that we have had a discussion.
We have all the discussions.
We really have all the discussions. But we've had a discussion about on Thursday night, Peter is in a dart league.
I was actually thinking... we should probably just do it Fridays.
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
It's an idea to play with. I mean, you figure maybe Thursdays we can record for our Friday episode drops, and then Fridays we can do watch party with you guys.
Watch parties.
Watch party. Now, Peter's going to explain how this works a lot better than I can.
I don't know. I kind of want to hear you explain it.
I can't. I'll sound like I have no idea what I'm talking about. So you Fair. Just go to it.
So Michelle and I have been talking for a while about how much fun it would be to start adding videos to what we do, specifically watching movies. I like the idea, especially of the fact that, I don't know if you guys know this, Michelle is really into horror movies.
Really into horror.
Me, not so much.
Not so much.
So there's a lot of horror movies that... I should see, should have seen, haven't seen, that I thought would be fun if we did, you know, live videos of us watching them. More so for the fact that it turns out I tend...
Peter jumps a lot, and that makes me laugh a lot.
I was going to word it differently.
No, that's exactly what it is, though.
I am a bit reactive when the music gets to a certain... octave, because I've got reflexes. I'm not a robot. I'm just saying.
But you jump without the buildup sometimes.
It's usually because there's something sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whatever. So, in doing some Googling, it turns out that if we were to do this via Twitch, Twitch has an agreement with Amazon where as long as you have... Amazon Prime, which we do.
We do.
We can live stream any of the movies in the Amazon Instant Video catalog.
And we can send a link.
No.
Is it not a link?
It's almost like YouTube, where they would just click on us.
Oh, okay.
And then they would sign in with their Amazon Prime or connect their account, and they would get a big screen of the movie at the same time as we are. So it's not... All right, guys, we're at 0.002. Get ready to hit play in 3, 2, 1. Nope. You're going to see the exact thing everybody else is seeing, and then we'll be picture in pictured in the bottom corner.
Okay. Let me ask this, though.
Yeah.
Say our friends, our listeners, don't have Amazon Prime, but they have Twitch. Can they still join us and not watch the movie and do that 3-2-1 thing on their own if they can find it elsewhere?
That I don't know. Probably, possibly, because I know the audios are separate.
Okay.
And the visuals separate, so possibly.
Because I don't want anybody to feel left out.
I mean, that's fair, but at the same time, it is what it is. I mean, if you don't have tickets to the show, you can't see it.
Yeah, but I mean, then we're like, hey guys, go get yourself an Amazon Prime account. Like,
I mean, it's 2022. We put up the poll, and sadly Ernst, I'm disappointed because there's no reason for him not to have Amazon Prime, was the only one that said no that took it. So I think most people, enough people have Amazon Prime where it'll be fun.
Or borrow someone else's.
I mean, we're not condoning that.
No.
I mean, I guess no, that's fine. It's not really pirating.
No, I mean, like, we share it with the kids.
Whoa now. Why are you calling us out?
Well, I mean, you know, Owen's in one room, we're in the other.
I don't know if we're allowed to do that. Plus, if you tell Amazon they're going to do what Netflix does or is threatened to do and start charging, which I think Netflix went up again. I'm paying way too much for Netflix.
We like Netflix.
We'll talk. But I wish Netflix did something similar. I wish HBO Max did something similar.
I wish there was a meeting point for all of these ever-loving streaming services to come together and just do a big universal one.
Time Warner Spectrum would like to have a word with you.
I'm sure they would.
Y'all wanted separate? You got it separate. Look who comes crawling back. Still better than Spectrum.
Yeah, for sure.
This show is not brought to you by Spectrum. I mean, technically it is.
We are not sponsored by anybody but Anchor for this, so...
That's true.
We can say whatever we want.
That's true. So yeah, but that's going to be super fun. So you can watch movies with us, watch me jump, listen to us make jokes. You can shut our audio down, just watch us jump or laugh, etc. There's going to be the chat box so people can talk and we can... Etc. Back and forth. Now the big question is,
what do we watch first? I couldn't even find the catalog when I was like looking briefly on my phone before we started.
Oh, there's
this.
A button that says included in Prime, but that's okay.
Can you find it and show me while we talk?
I don't have my phone. My phone's charging.
Oh man, here.
Well, I'll start. I originally told Michelle this is the movie that we should do. I'm 1,000% behind it. Just agree and it'll be fine. She's like, fine, whatever. And then I'm like, you know what? That's not fair. Let's I'll pick one, you pick one, and we'll do a, you know, the app. Just pull up the app.
I don't know if I
have it. I'll pick one and you pick one and we'll put it to a vote. So for me, my vote is Instant Video app.
Apparently I don't. I don't use it.
Okay. Well, we'll find yours and then we'll make the post for it. I chose Velocipastor. Now, I chose that solely based on the title and the Rotten Tomatoes score. And then I just saw the trailer before we turned the microphones on. Michelle was not part of it.
I was not.
55% on Rotten Tomatoes for what's got to be one of the goofiest titles I've ever heard of. So it's got to be worth a watch. Here's what I get from the trailer. If Batman was poor, a priest, and a were-raptor. Yeah.
Dead air.
Yeah, he's a vigilante were-raptor that's crime-fighting raptor by night, priest by day. And
now, when he said this initially, I'm like, you know, it's summer. Like, why don't we just go, like, revisit, like, Sharknado? We can talk about all the fun cameos in there, et cetera. And he's like, no. I'm like, ah. So I don't really know what my pick is going to be. I obviously want it to be something more horror geared than...
Or better.
I mean, I like a good B-movie. I won't lie.
There's a ton on Amazon.
But I also like not B-movies. I like good movies, too.
Well, no, and at the end of the day, like, we're gonna run the gamut on mm-hmm. as many as we can do before, you know, we get bored or...
People get sick of us.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
We're going to be watching it anyway. So we'd love for you guys to join us. We will give you a heads up on our social media and let you know when it's going to officially start.
I think just a couple weeks.
It should be just a couple of weeks.
Probably right after the birthdays and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Velocipaster just seemed too silly and goofy, and it just seems perfect for an inaugural. Because I don't envision us doing many of those types of movies, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll see how it goes. But I'm super excited, and we really do hope everybody pops in and watches with us, because it's going to be a lot of fun. Especially the after party. I was thinking about that earlier. Going to the movies is fun.
But it's talking about the movie after.
But I definitely like video on demand more. Mm-hmm. And the only difference that really video on demand doesn't offer that in theater does is that after the movie, hanging out in a parking lot, just talking about what you saw.
Longer than the movie was sometimes depending on what movie. So, yeah.
Which you don't do in your living room unless, you know, you're having a in-person watch party. But mm-hmm. who does that? Because everyone's got everything and you're just watching, you send a couple messages.
Yeah.
Like, did you see that? Yeah. What'd you think?
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, it made me think of X. Oh, okay. Yeah. Same. All right. I'll talk to you later.
I will say this. I really want to get Peter to the movies soon because I want to see Black Phone. I love Ethan Hawke. I love a good creepy movie, so hopefully we'll get there before long.
We just saw Ethan Hawke.
Where?
Moon Knight.
Yeah, but...
Oh, you made a face.
I did not love that show. It's okay. I don't have to.
We still haven't watched the other one yet.
Which one?
Ms. Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
We're behind.
We are. I don't know.
Oh, my God. And Thor Love and Thunder is around the corner, too.
Which I can't wait for.
There's content to watch.
There is. And, again...
Disney Plus, too. Like, I wish it was more than just Amazon, but for now it's just Amazon, so that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
But
I mean, as we come across more options, we will give them to you, like, as we figure things out, because this is, like, a new venture for us with this, branching out a little bit.
A little bit.
I don't know. I mean, we're still going to be talking to some people that want to talk to us, and we're still going to be talking with each other, and we're going to be talking about silly stuff and movie stuff and TV stuff. That's what we do.
Oh, I just realized, like, this is great because there's no video and we can just, like, roll up and do it.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to get, like, camera ready. You know how long it takes me to get my hair like this? It's a process. Let's just say it's a process.
Let's just say this. They're watching the movie, not you.
Have you seen my face?
I love your face.
Thank you. I love yours, too.
But if my hair is up in a sloppy bun because, dang, it's hot, that's what it's going for.
Yeah.
You're here to watch the movie with us and not, you know.
I mean, but by having that little screen with us in there, we're basically telling people, watch the movie and us.
Which I always find to be difficult because I just want to watch the movie.
Yeah, it depends on what's more entertaining.
It's true. It's true.
I mean, you're relatively clever every once in a while.
There are things I'd like to say that I can't say because it's not nice. And, you know.
What a lady. You've gotten so proper in your advancing age.
Advancing age. Okay, dummy.
Dead air. We really need that soundbite.
We do. We can probably find it somewhere.
Yeah, Frank Reynolds. But
Danny DeVito. It's Always Sunny, for those who don't know.
If you know, you know. We can't give it to everybody. Like, there's got to be software if you know, you know.
Well, that's definitely... I mean, come on. Not everybody watches that show.
I don't know why.
But, I mean, it's a great show. I didn't watch it for a long time. And then I did, and it's like, oh my gosh, that's like our background noise.
Well, at least since Office went off Netflix.
Yeah, but that's still on Peacock.
But it wasn't. It was just off long enough. I mean, but we didn't have Peacock for a minute, and then we went back to Sunny. But
it's so easy to do, though.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I mean, but, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, is there anything else you want to tap in on tonight?
No, I mean, I'm super glad you're finally watching Better Call Saul. If you're listening to this and haven't, can't recommend it enough. Like, the show is fantastic. If it does feel slower, it's because they're starting from scratch with these characters and you have to forget anything you know about them from Breaking Bad, because it's a whole new universe that will eventually become the Breaking Bad universe, but they're just not there yet. And it's a slower build, but it's absolutely worth it. I'm also super excited for the watch parties. When Michelle figures out what her pick's going to be,
we will post.
We'll post it and let you guys pick. Obviously, you guys will make the right choice, which is the vigilante dinosaur. Because how can you not? I mean, you said yourself you love dinosaurs, so I don't know how you're...
I don't know how I feel about that one, though. We'll see. We'll see what I can come up with to give you a run for it.
I will tell you, in a wonderful way, I don't think the budget was very high.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the trailer, there was a scene with him in fully formed raptor mode.
Uh-huh.
And it reminded me of the shark from Batman.
Did he have raptor repellent?
Like, he did not. He did not. But for anybody that's seen the best Batman movie, the original Batman movie, with Mayor Adam West...
My God.
That's the shark.
Ugh.
So, possibly plastic, but it's fine.
Rah, rah, rah.
But no, that's pretty much all I've got. How about you?
No, I mean, we missed chatting with you guys. Well, having you guys listen to us and like give feedback from last week. But again,
a lot going on.
Like, definitely needed to get together with the family, because it just seems like it's few and far between that we can all be in the same place at the same time right now.
But tell your friends, send the pages to friends, let them know.
Yeah, like, invite them to the pages, have them like it, have them follow, have them comment. Like, it's a lot of fun if you have, like, input about it. But it's even more fun if you have somebody to talk to in real time, like, in real life about what we're talking about. It's like, oh, did you hear them? They're so dumb, or they're so smart, or they're so funny.
Why did dumb come first?
Well, because sometimes we're just dumb.
All right, that's fair.
I mean, corny dumb, not, like, stupid dumb.
I don't know. I've said some pretty ridiculous things.
Well, yeah, I mean, it depends on how late it is, how long we've run, who we've been speaking to.
That's true. You want to tease next week at all?
Mm-mm, do you? You can.
I take my cues from you, so I'll say no.
No, I'll let you if you want.
I honestly don't remember.
Oh, I do. I guess we'll find out next week, huh? There's your tease right there.
Fair. All right, so I guess...
that's a wrap for this week, and we will see you next week. Well, no, we won't see you.
I mean, we'll never see them.
No, no.
They'll hear us next week, and then what's today? Today's the 20-somethingth. So, yeah, a couple weeks, we'll be on Twitch.
24th. It's June 24th today.
You mean the 25th?
Yeah, I mean the 25th.
It's totally the 25th. Oh my God, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
But yeah, so they'll see us in a couple weeks. Yeah. Most likely watch parties on Friday, podcast on Saturday. And
as always, thank you for joining us. It's been our pleasure.
And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.